Well, she is working at a mental health center, as it turns out, as an administrative assistant. And when I was there a couple weeks ago, I realized, I was actually talking about the Fidelity Scale, and I realized on the way over there that it would be good for the staff to have copies of the questionnaire in front of them when I talked. And so I mentioned to my sister, oh, shoot, I forgot to prepare for this. So I come to the meeting, and she had taken on herself the responsibility of Xeroxing and handing it out, and also just her demeanor, the way that she presents herself. She's a very shy woman, and there, I know because I talked to her three times a week on the phone or more, that a lot's going on inside. And, you know, but I could see the pride she had in doing this. And I also know from talking to her how the lives of everybody at the mental health center, she is a extraordinary observer of what's going on. You never know, like I say, because much of the time she doesn't say a word. But I can see just how this makes a difference in her life. I also see how she is more socially involved. They have Fridays, they eat lunch, you know, they go out to lunch. And so she said, I can't afford it. And I said, Kathy, I'll pay for it. Just go to lunch with them. And so she started going to lunch with them. And you just see also from her coworkers how they treat her and how much, you know, several came up and told me, you know, how much they like Kathy. And you know, there's just a number of things. It's hard to summarize well, but it is a world that's very different than when she was unemployed, sitting at home, moping around. It encapsulates, you know, my belief in the value of work.